This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back. This is the Friday edition of Today's Issues. We call it Trivia Friday or
Learning University.
Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Kendra White, your professors. We're here to do you some learning, drop some knowledge on you. All right, let's go ahead and reset our questions. We'll start with you, Professor Kendra.
Wonderful. Question number one. What word begins and ends with the letter E, but only has one letter? Question number two. What is the first and the last plague of Egypt?
Good questions. Here are my three. Kind of been stuck on these the entirety of our class. The Beatles recorded at which famous studio in London? Second question, which country ends with the letter Q? And third question, Brazil is the largest country in South America. What is the second largest country in South America?
Good question.
Old Testament question. What kind of wood was used by Noah to build the ark?
It was trilby, wasn't it?
Trilby wood. Second question. What type of insect may be a stag, rhinoceros, or dung?
Good question.
All right. We go back to the phones. And first, we're going to go to Mississippi, and for the second time today, a Colton is on the line. Colton, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello?
How are y'all today?
Oh, we're doing great, Colton. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
The ark.
Here's the question, Colton. What kind of wood was used by Noah to build the ark?
I'm going to say gopher.
Gopher wood.
Very
nicely done. Paying attention
done.
In Sunday school.
Absolutely.
Right. Good for you.
Colton, what's your question for us?
Is the sun small, medium, or large star?
What is the sun? Say again.
Is the sun a small, medium, or large star?
I've heard it's the smallest star, or for sure a small star.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm going to say small.
Okay. I'm good with that.
I agree.
It is not, actually.
It's not. Okay.
Is it a medium?
It's a medium star.
A medium star.
Now, are you talking about Hollywood? Or what's our caliber?
But
what are we using to gauge this?
I think what you're going off of, JJ, is that there's much bigger stars in the galaxy. In fact, some of the closer
there is, and
ones.
There's much smaller stars.
Oh, that's good.
Okay,
hey, you learned us something. Thanks, Colton.
So you have a particular interest in astronomy, do you?
Well, I was kind of just thinking about it. I thought the sun was actually a smallest star too, but actually it's a medium. I looked it up on Google.
Hey, that's super. Hey, thanks, Colton. Thanks for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend.
Well, that's
smart kid there.
Pretty smart kid.
That's right.
All right. We go to Alabama, and Jeremiah is on the phone. Jeremiah, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, professors.
Well, hello to you, Jeremiah. Thank you. We like you. We appreciate enthusiasm. Jeremiah, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
The insect one.
Here's the question. What type of insect may be a stag, rhinoceros, or dung?
A beetle.
Yes.
Excellent
job. Did you say you knew that one?
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, I've never heard of stag or rhinoceros.
Stag beetles, they're scary looking. They got big old, mandibles. So
I'm going to start wearing some of my COVID-19 protection when I go out in the garden because I don't want to come face-to-face with a stag beetle or a rhinoceros beetle. Man, that just
When
sounds...
they go to the prom, do they go stag?
What happens?
What happens?
Oh yeah, you go stag.
By yourself, but with other people.
Yeah,
but not a date.
You wouldn't go with a date.
Okay.
So you were going.
And what's the opposite of that? Like when you're going out to eat, is it Dutch?
Yeah,
stag or Dutch?
Dutch is
Dutch
when
treat?
You each each person on the date pays for their own.
Yeah. We're trying to teach you something now, Jeremiah. Hey, what's your question for us?
How do you make the odd number 7 even without addition, subtraction, multiplication, or division?
You take away the S.
Oh, excellent. How is that, Jeremiah?
Good.
Is that the answer?
I think Jeremiah is disappointed that he didn't.
But you got it right.
You stumped at least me, yeah. Jeremiah. You got me.
That's a great question.
You really got me.
Hey, thank you for listening. Tell your parents thanks for listening to AFR. Have a wonderful weekend. Maybe you'll get started back to school when you're 10 or 11 or 12.
All right, let's go back to Mississippi, and Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the program. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
Oh, I'll just answer.
Okay, which question?
Well, I had a hard time picking. I think I could answer probably all of y'all's questions, but
confidence.
I'm going to go with the one. Yeah, well, I wanted yours, but I'm going to go with the guy who said he hasn't had anybody pick one yet. So the question about country ending in Q.
All right, which country ends with the letter Q, Mike?
I spent a year there, so I should know. It'd be Iraq.
Iraq.
Ah. All right. Okay.
Good job,
Mike. Thank you for your service. Yeah, we really appreciate that.
Yeah, appreciate it. And while I'm thinking about it, I don't know. Might have to do some digging. But earlier, the lady answered about the inside diameter of a barrel. That the actual word is bore. Caliber measures the bullet or the shell itself, but the bore is actually the inside diameter of a barrel.
Well, look, I'm going to take responsibility for that because I got this off of a trivia list, and I wrote it down word for word. It said, what is the measurement called?
Yeah, we might have, I didn't want inside. To cause a debate, but I was thinking, the bore and groove is, what is actually, determines that diameter. The shell makers use a caliber or gauge, as she was referring to. But
well, look, I'm going to go with you on that because I hear, like, even bona fide news people, when they start talking about clips and they start talking about all the magazines and things, and they have no idea what they're talking about. So even the people putting this list together,
might not.
They were just like, well, this is like slang, or I think this sounds right, or whatever. But that's what I had. What is the measurement called of the inside diameter of a gun barrel called? So thanks for making
caliber and bore could be used interchangeably.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for making that. Thanks for clearing that up, Mike. Hey, what's your question for us?
Well, I really don't think I have one. I couldn't come up with one while I was waiting, but no, it's...
All right, buddy.
I'm driving towards Tupelo, headed home.
Wonderful. Listen, thank you for listening to AFR. God bless you, buddy.
All right. Got someone who served in Iraq?
Yes.
That's great.
Thank you again for your service.
And all right, let's continue on. We're going to go to Indiana this time, and Trace is on the line. Trace, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello, Trace. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, please.
All right, which question would you like to answer?
The one about the E.
Okay. All right, Trace, here's your question. What word begins and ends with an E but only has one letter?
I think that word would be I.
I as in E-Y-E? That would have two letters in it, an E and a Y. So that's not the answer that I have, but good guess.
Good guess.
Good guess. Trace, you have a question for us?
Yes, I do.
All right, go right ahead.
What did the Pacific Ocean say to the Atlantic Ocean?
What did the Pacific Ocean say to the Atlantic Ocean?
Oh, man. You guys are going to have to bail me out. I have
one
no idea.
One is saltier than the other. I'm just trying to think facts in riddle. I don't know.
Yeah, what is
Trace,
it?
Trace, I think you stumped the professors. What would the Pacific Ocean say to the Atlantic?
Nothing. They just waved at each other.
I like it. Thanks, Trace.
All right, Trace. Thank you so much for that, and you have a great weekend. Got stumped again.
Good question.
So, All right, we'll take one more question, and then we will reset our questions for the last time. We'll go to North Carolina, and Michael is on the line. Michael, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Are you there?
We're there. We're here, Michael.
Okay. I'm going to do both.
Okay, which question you want to try to answer?
JJ question about the first Christian martyr.
Yes, sir. That's already been answered, but you go ahead. What was the name of the first Christian that was stoned to death?
Okay. Now, I got a question about that.
Okay.
Was it after they were called Christians in Antioch?
I'm not sure.
Well, it would
prior to.
Well,
prior
it would to. It would be. Let's say this. What was the name of the first
believer,
disciple, follower of Christ to be martyred?
Okay, that was Stephen.
Stephen.
Yes,
yes sir.
Absolutely, that's correct.
Yeah, way to go.
But the first Christian that was stoned to death was Paul. Is that correct?
Well,
I think
partially correct, but he wasn't stoned to death.
Right,
he was stoned in five times and didn't die.
Yes.
was left for dead.
At one time he was either stoned or killed anyway.
Yes, it meant it, and that's
they gathered
right.
around him and prayed for him, and he either rose from the dead or he got healed from his injury.
Right. Right.
Right. He got back up anyway.
Yeah, that's a good observation.
Yeah.
Excellent. And do you know which chapter of Acts it says that for the first time they were called Christians in Antioch?
It's
okay. I don't know the answer either.
Initially they said they were followers of the way.
Yes.
And then they said
way? Yeah.
Then they said they were Christians. Mm-hmm. Hey, Michael, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. Okay, we know that if something happens to the president steps in his place. Who is the third in line? Is that the Speaker of the House?
It is. It's the Speaker of the House would follow the Vice President in the line of succession.
Okay, just suppose now. If the Speaker of the House becomes president, is that until they can have a new election?
I think they would fill out the term of the president and vice president.
Okay, if the Speaker of the House, let's say it would be a Republican, and the president and vice president are Democrats, and something happened to both of them, then the Speaker of the House would become president, and it would be a Republican president, correct?
That would be correct, yes.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
And then to add to that, there is no marrying or giving in marriage in heaven.
All right. Hey, that's some great questions there, Michael. We encourage our folks to study our government and the Constitution and civics. We wish they were teaching more civics classes in our public schools so people would know answers to very important questions like that, because they are important. So thank you, Michael, and hope you have a wonderful weekend. Well, let's go ahead and reset our questions for the last time. I promised our listeners we would do that, and then we will finish out our class time together.
All right. One riddle remains. What word begins and ends with an E, but only has one letter? And what was the first and the last plague of Egypt?
Great. All right. Here are my two remaining questions. The Beatles recorded at which famous studio in London?
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Was that Dung and Stag and
man, you talking about
and
some
rhinoceros?
Here's the deal. You talk about some harmony.
when rhinoceros start hitting them deep notes and stag and dung started to blend their voices together, them beagles.
Yeah. Have you ever, now just, I hate to have this discussion so close to lunch, but you ever watch like a Nat Geo special on these African dung beetles?
No,
be I awesome.
Have not.
They actually roll perfect balls of dung back to their little hole in the ground to attract a mate.
Huh.
It is the most bizarre thing. But they get up on their hind legs and push, and then other beetles will try to steal it. I mean, it's just
Ed, you need a hobby.
Wow,
it's pretty fascinating.
You need a pet dog.
Yeah, okay. You're probably right. I probably should not watch so much Nat Geo or so much animal programs.
All right, we're going to reset our question.
Yeah. Okay. So we're back to me.
Yeah. Yes. All right, and my second question I have remaining: Brazil is the largest country in South America. What is the second largest country in South America?
Here's what I've got. I'm going to add one. This will be my only question. There's only one city, count them, only one city in America where all the professional sports teams wear the same colors.
Hmm.
There's only one city in America where all the professional sports teams wear the same colors. Name the city.
Interesting.
And it's a big city, obviously, because baseball, football, you got, you know, sports teams, hockey. So they all have the same color jerseys.
Interesting.
Wow. Only one.
Huh.
Which is a very smart branding move.
I'd have to actually think through that and go through all the different sports. It would take forever. And I don't have time. I'm watching dung beetles on Nat Geo. So
I can't fit it into your busy schedule.
I can't fit it in there.
Priority.
That's right. All right, let's go to Kentucky. And Izzy is on the line. Welcome to the program, Izzy.
Hello, Professor.
Hi, Izzy.
Hey, I like, you know, our young people have been so enthusiastic when they called
in.
Izzy, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which question would you like to answer?
I'd like to answer the Brazil question.
All right, good. Here's the question. Brazil is the largest country in South America. After that, what is the second largest country in South America?
The answer is Argentina.
Argentina.
Good job,
excellent
Izzy. Great job.
Excellent job. Good. Did you have to look that up, or are you just good at geography?
My brother knew it.
Your brother knew it.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Lifeline.
Right. That's right. No problem with that. All right, Izzy, what's your question for us?
What animal did Australia lose a war to?
What animal did Australia lose a war to?
Lose a war.
Yes.
Okay, hang on here. We got a what animal?
Now, when
did
I
Australia
think Australia,
lose?
I think of
kangaroos. Sure.
So did somebody use kangaroos to beat down on their troops or something? Or
I don't know.
Crikey, there's got to be a good answer here.
All right.
Izzy, I think you stumped us. What's the answer?
The answer is An emu.
Australia lost a war to the emu?
Yes.
They sent their troops out
to limit the population.
And they failed.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I had that same battle with fire ants in my yard. And they're beating me right now 10 billion to 1.
Yeah. Or Florida and the Burmese python.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Thanks,
right.
Izzy. Tell your mom thanks, too. And we thank y'all for listening to AFR Kentucky. And a little P.S., Kendra White, the professorette, and yours truly, J.J. Jasper, we're both from Kentucky. So
we're not officially allowed to give you extra credit, Izzy, but...
Yeah, you that's know, right. Go Big Blue.
Where are you from, Izzy? What city or town are you from in Kentucky, if you can share that?
Moorhead.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know where that's at?
I do. Had a friend that went to college there, ran track in Moorhead, a great college. I'm from Owensboro.
And Wilmore, Kentucky.
Wilmore, that's right.
I'm from a little
further north than that, but... the Boston area.
But you've had Kentucky Fried Chicken before. So
absolutely. Yeah. All right, thank you, Izzy, and you have a great weekend. All right. We're going to go to Arkansas, and Bruce is on the line. Bruce, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome, Bruce. Thank you for listening. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right. Which question would you like to try to answer?
The one about the Beatles.
Okay. The Beatles recorded at which famous studio in London, Bruce?
Apple?
No, that was the record label. We're looking for the famous studio. You want to take another shot at it?
I wouldn't know then.
Okay, all right.
Hey,
no
thanks
problem.
For trying, Bruce. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, it's another music question. Who was the only white band to be on the Motown label?
That's good trivia right there.
Oh, man, I am not. I can't. Tim knows all the Osmonds. You think the Osmonds were on Motown? I don't know.
I don't know.
I got nothing.
Yeah. Bruce, I think you stumped us. Who was it?
Rare Earth.
Rare Earth.
Huh.
On the
Man,
Motown
there's a,
label.
There's a throwback.
Sure is.
Wow. Hey, yeah. Thanks, Bruce.
Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. All right, I think we got time for one more
call. Our last caller,
Arkansas. And Nellie is on the line. Nellie, welcome to Trivia Friday. Nellie, are you there?
You gotta click on
it. Oh, I got to click.
Whoa, Nellie.
Sorry about that. Nellie, I forgot to click on you. I apologize. You'll probably say, yes, I'm here. Sorry about that. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I think I have an answer.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
To the one about what word begins with E and ends with E.
All right, Kendra,
yes,
that
ma'am.
Is yours.
And what is your answer?
Envelope.
That is correct.
Envelope.
What word begins and ends with the letter E but only has one letter?
That's one of those tricky riddles.
Great
one of
job,
those
Nellie.
Way
riddles.
To go, Nellie.
Excellent job. Now, are you a big riddle person? Do you
riddle much?
Yeah, do you riddle much, or did you have to look that one up?
No. I figured that one out.
Nice.
Oh, nice job.
I write the riddles down, and then I text them to my son and have fun with him trying to get see if he can answer them.
That's fun.
Well, it's been hugely popular.
I figured that one out myself.
Yeah, these riddles have really been popular with folks.
Tim, they love his riddles. Mm-hmm. Hey, yep. Nellie, do you have a question for us?
I do. Okay. I was told to go home, but I couldn't go home because there was a person with a mask on at home. Where am I?
You're on a baseball field. You're a batter, and you're trying to go around first, second, third, and you're trying to go home, but the catcher has the mask on.
Or the umpire.
That was too easy.
Oh, okay. No, that was good. I'd heard that before.
I was all in the coronavirus. Okay, you've been quarantined, and they've got a mask on, and can't go home.
Because I was completely lost as usual when it comes to riddles.
You were out in left field.
I was out in left field.
So closer than you thought.
Thanks, Nellie. You have any questions left?
I've got one question that was not answered. The first and last plague of Egypt. The first was the turning the Nile to blood, and the last was the death of
firstborn.
That's right.
All right. The Beatles recorded at which famous studio in London?
Is it Abbey Lane?
Abbey Road.
Abbey Road.
Abbey Road. Good job.
Only one city in America where all the professional sports teams wear the same colors.
I have no idea.
Let me give you the biggest clue. Black and gold.
Black and gold. Mm. Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Okay. Hockey, baseball, think about it. Football.
Steelers.
The Steelers, branding people. That was genius.
Yeah.
Because you just have one color and you say, oh, that's our town. That's
Everything
Pittsburgh.
Matches.
Everything matches.
All right, folks, I'm going to go watch some Nat Geo. More great programming ahead on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening. Lord willing, we'll see you Monday.